And if something is only a short distance off, you say that's not far, it's only
100 yards or?
Well, if you don't want to give them the exact distance.
Yeah.
We'll pick this up as we go along.
Yeah, I don't know, just don't remember what.
If
this is down there in Florida, it kind of amused me. I have a son-in-law and daughter living down there, and we went someplace one night, and he wanted to go someplace, and he stopped at a place to ask the distance over there. Oh, they said it's in Holland distance, and that's the first time I'd ever heard Holland distance. You know what Holland distance was.
Well, those Tennessee and used to say two hoops in the Holland.
They say a lot of things.
I wonder what relation that has to a mile, two hoops and a holler.
I don't know.
And a stone's throw, too. That always baffles me when somebody says it's only a stone's throw.
Yeah, I never used that expression either.
I think that's
I might say just a little ways over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
A little ways.
And if it's a great distance, I don't know.
I'd say long ways or quite a ways. Half a mile or a mile.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it strange how we don't have anything for a great distance as we do for a short distance? A stone's throw or a hoop and a holler or a holler. But for a great distance we don't say a long yell or
no.
If something is fairly plentiful and somebody wants to know where to find it, you say, oh, you don't have to look hard, you find that most.
There's lots of it.
Let's see, we've got all those. How about your alfalfa this year? Do you have a light yield?
Well, yes, it's been rather light this year.
What do you call that, the yield that you get from something in a year?
Well, so many tons per acre or so many bales per acre.
Well, if you're raising alfalfa, then that would be your...
Well, we bale it now, and it might just say either ton, so many tons per acre, so many bales. The amount of it.
Uh-huh. What's the main crop in this land here, in this general area? Wheat?
Wheat and maize.
Uh-huh.
And of course we raise lots of ensilage. That's sugar drip cane mostly, and we raise, we just got to cutting 250 acres of corn, that's old, and we've made ensilage out of it.
Uh-huh.
And the other is not ready yet, it won't be ready for a month. That's the sugar drip cane. It makes more tonnage than the corn. More tons per acre.
I was a little afraid to come out here this week because I was afraid plowing would be going on and I wouldn't be able to catch people.
Well, plowing is going on.
Last week they were haying and I went over east and everybody was haying.
They were, well. We put up this 250 acres of ensilage this last week.
Do you cut your alfalfa once?
Well, if we cut it when we would cut some of it four times, and two and three and four times, some of it five times. If you cut it when it's ready and keep it watered, well, you can cut it five times.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special terms for it when you cut it the second time?
Well, just the second cutting, a third cutting, fourth cutting, whatever it is.
To go back a little ways, if your bottom land was covered with brush, what would you say?
Cleared?
Yeah. And wheat before the days of